All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Fresh Women. Things are getting really, really interesting. So let's just get right into it, shall we? Because it's 4 in the morning, and I want to go to bed. Will I be able to last long with her? You didn't regret it, did you? No, not at all. Ah, that's great. Wow, he really was serious about the scars that time. She's holding me tightly. And her breasts are touching me. They're so soft. I guess given the situation, I shouldn't be ashamed that I got hard from a hug. Good to see you're so excited. I hope this is one of the good new memories for you to build. Oh. Wow. It must be the size of my forearm. Let's see. Do you like it when I do this? Oh, perfect like that. I didn't imagine someone who exercises so much could have such soft hands. Just because I work out doesn't mean I can't be feminine. You're right. I like your muscles. Oh, really? Usually people say they make me look a bit masculine. I don't think so. You are quite feminine. The breasts help, I know. Fuck, they're almost as big as Susan's. They may be even bigger than Lily's. Grim, do you think they don't suit me? No, that's not it at all. I think they're very, wow. Very wow, I've never heard that before. Aha, the look on your face. Relax, I'm just kidding, glad you like them. Oh, I'll show you how much I like them. Grim. Ah, oh God. Take it easy, Grim, they're very sensitive. Do you want me to stop? No way, just take it easy. Otherwise, I'll get there very quickly. I think I'll get there too quickly. Get there, you mean? Ah, got it. But wouldn't that be a good thing? I get there just with you touching my breasts. Isn't that weird? Not really. And now I want to see what that's like. Ah! This is good, Grim. I think I'm almost there. Oh, really? Yeah. But please, keep going. I had an idea to make things interesting. What are you planning on doing? I'll give you what you want. I'll just make you wait a little longer for it. Ah, that's mean. But strangely, it made you even more horny? How can you say these things so calmly? Don't tell me you're not horny as well. See for yourself. Who are you? I didn't imagine you'd be like this. But I can get used to that. I think I like that more controlling side of you. And I can see that you're enjoying it too. I think you'll like this as well. I really like your ideas. I just thought it would be fair. After all, I'm a simple woman. I get there real quick. As for you, I'll have to use other methods. Don't worry, I'm not in a hurry. I'll take it easy. Are you ready? You're a gentleman. I'm ready. So allow me. Ah! I don't think I was as ready as I thought. But he hasn't even put everything in yet. A real gentleman. I want him to put it all in, but I shouldn't ask for it. Ah, I think I got it. Hey, Grim, you're pretty strong, aren't you? Was I being rough? No, it's just that I had an idea. Hold on. Ah! It's all inside of me. I said I'd like your ideas. She's got a fit ass. It's perfect for this position. And here I have more room to maneuver so I can get my whole dick inside her. She's so hot. And she's loving it. Maybe she's enjoying it more than I am. She makes me feel special. Ah. Ah! Yeah. Wow, did she come already? Oh. That was great. And I want more. That's a request I can't say no to. Ah. Ah, that's it. Just like that. Your hand, it is. Ah, I think I got it now. You're the kind of woman who gets more turned on. Bleh. You're the kind of woman who gets more turned with. What? You're the kind of woman who gets turned on with more than penetration. There are several ways to get there. I see all of them as compliments. My breasts being caressed. Your hand down there, and you inside me. All the parts of my body are. My whole body will. Grim! Oh, wow. Is everything good? Everything's more than good. Everything's great! I came so many times. So it's only fair that you do too. Would you come for me, Grim? I want it all on my boobs, Grim. And like I said, it doesn't end till you get there as well. Fuck, I wouldn't say no to something like that even if I wanted to. You don't have to ask me twice. Do you like when I do this, Grim? It's perfect, Alyssa. This feels good to me too, Grim. Ah! Will she come again? It'd be amazing to come together. Ah! Ah, give me everything you got, Grim. There's really nothing else you can do. Ah! That, I feel so hot. Oh, oof. Okay, now we can say it's over. I'm done for sure. Ha ha ha. Well, I'm glad we're in the locker room. I might as well take another shower. Shall we? After you. I feel so much better, and it's all thanks to her. Hey, you're staring at me. Sorry, I was thinking of something else. Oh, that's fine. I was thinking I could join you. Oh, wow, ha ha ha. Thanks for today, Grim. What? I'm the one that should be thanking you. You are great. There's nothing to worry about. You're right. I'm the greatest when I'm with you. Oh, the audacity. They're having a moment. And that's actually a romantic moment. It's not a sexual moment. They're having fun. I like this. Now I don't know what they're doing. Now let's go, otherwise I'll melt in here. It's so beautiful here. I wonder how things will look at the ball. Oh, I forgot. Will anyone recognize me there? The son of the man of the hour? No, I bet they won't even mention my father's name. Grim? Oh, what's up? Blink. You were so focused that you stopped blinking. Oh, I didn't even notice. Speaking of blinking, how's your housing situation? Have you decided where to spend the night? Yeah, I think it's time to decide that definitively. Oh man. So you can go. You can't go with Sue, you can't go with Julia, and you can't go with Dylan, but I don't know what that's gonna be like. There's Chloe here. Can I go there? I thought about what you said, and I think I'll stay here if it's not too much trouble. No, not at all. It'd be great to have someone to talk to around here. Wait, are you staying here as well? Yeah, I took tomorrow off, so I'm gonna practice in the morning. I hope you don't mind waking up early. Not at all. Thank you, Alyssa. Since it's not too late, I'll go home and grab some stuff. Oh yeah, you do that. In the meantime, I'll tidy things up here. See you soon, Grim. Looks like it's gonna rain. Alright, hold on. I want to see something real quick, guys. Because I actually didn't want to do that. Do you remember that Russian friend of mine? Of course, the gentleman. Yeah, that one. I'll stay at his house. He's a good friend. I'm glad you've already made friends. By the way, I should get going. Oh, yes, of course. See you later, Grim. Looks like it's gonna rain. I better hurry. No, I really want him to room with Dylan. Because they're like best of buds, and I want to see how this shit works. I hate storms. Phew, I almost didn't make it in time. Let me check my stuff. I just need to pack my clothes. I'll take you with me. The keys. I've got nothing to lose. So they really work. Emily? It's so dark in here. I think it was just her house key. Wait, what is that? No. It's a picture of Susan. And the other person in the picture is... Emily! But it's not just her. That third person is me! What the fuck is this? How is this possible? It's the end of episode 4. So the final episode begins now. So save your game. So. Okay. You finally met Sam, and you didn't shake his hand. You told Sam you had sex with Lily. He wasn't very happy with it. You got kicked out of the apartment. You had lunch with Julia. You decided to not kiss her in public. You seemed a bit jealous when she saw... She seemed a bit jealous when she saw you and Chloe together. You met Susan at the beach house. You told Susan the truth of your memories of the accident. Julia seemed a bit jealous when she saw you and Chloe together. You mentioned that Sue was on the spying and you explained how Charlie died. You learned more about your father and you refused a job at the ball. Sue overheard you talking to Susan. She tried to run you over with her car. She seemed very mad at you. You met Chloe at college. Chloe didn't seem to mind the fact that Julia got jealous. Chloe invited you to stay at her place, but you stayed somewhere else. You practiced your dance moves with Alyssa. You had sex with her. She invited you to stay at her place, but you stayed somewhere else. Look, I'm sorry, guys. I stayed with Dylan, because I figured, you know, that seems a bit better than staying with all these women. Because he's going to be with all these other women. It's going to be just weird. And Dylan's kind of more like a bachelor. Like, he's not really... The way I see Dylan, he's not down for, like, one romantic lover. He's already got, like, these Russian girls that are all over him. Like, Davilia and the other girl. Like, so he's not... He's almost like kind of... Yeah, he's a bachelor. I mean, I was going to use another term, but we'll just go with bachelor. You went to college with Dylan. You decided to ride with style and got noticed by a girl. Dylan invited you to stay at his place and you stayed at Dylan's. Emily visited you. You had sex with her. She gave you a key to her apartment. You found the other half of the picture with you, Emily, and Susan in it. Ah, you know what boys are like. He only cares about hanging around with his girlfriend. I don't think I've even exchanged words with him yet. And it's almost time to put on the costumes. After that, I don't even know if I'll be able to recognize him. Son, at least come take a picture with Mommy's friend. Why? I'm not even in costume yet. He's all excited about his costume. So much so he wouldn't stop talking about it. Even I got curious about it. Oh, really? What is it like? I'm gonna wear the mask I found in my father's things. Oh. Grim! It's a masquerade ball. I just wanted to be in character. Well? Grim, come on, we have to get ready. Not before we take a picture together. No time, Grim's mom. These children. Did you do it already? Yep. Ah, you look so pretty. You're a terrible photographer, Deb. Does that mean you don't want the photo? I do. Send me a copy. Will do. Who is this girl? She looks familiar. I don't know where he gets these girls from. This is the final chapter of the season. And we're not going that far into it. Who's hugging me? Huh? Ah! Ah! Dude, what happened? What are you doing? I usually sleep cuddled with my pillow. I probably didn't notice it. Do I look like a pillow? No, but you're almost the same size. The same size? Do you happen to have one of those anime girl pillows? No. Wait. When we first met, you said you weren't good at talking to girls. I'm sure you have one of those pillows. You definitely do. Where is it? Is it over here? Oh no, he's looking for his Dakimakura. Dude. Wow. What is this all about? This is stuff from the book club. Doesn't look like it. Are they yours? Do you read all of these? Yeah. When I was younger, reading was my hobby. Only hobby, rather. I told you I didn't have many social skills. Wow, I had a very different view of you. I didn't know you had a real interest in books. Green sleeves? I really like to read. That's amazing, man. Let me see what you got here. Dylan. Yeah. This is hentai. Oh yeah, this is one of the best. Good choice, bro. My God, Dylan. Now pretending to be Russian is suddenly not your worst sin. It's good to see you having fun, bro. So dude's a fucking hentai weeb. Like, what are the odds? We're playing a game. Like, we do hentai games all the time. Next week we're doing a shitload of them, so get prepared for that. And here's Dylan with his hentai fucking collection. Holy shit. You know what's crazy? I don't actually own any manga. Like, seriously, I don't. I have the digital manga, you know, that you buy. But I don't have any physical manga books. All I have is American comic books and Western comic books. I don't have any manga at all in my collection. It's the weirdest thing, right? Just never got into collecting it. Yeah, I have to find a way to go to that ball. Bro, I know the ball thing is very important. I really understand that, and I know you'll find a way to get there. But you also have to think about your education. You have to think about what comes next. Like parties and girls? You have to think about the future. About what will come after you find out what happened to your father. You have to think about your studies. Oh. I think I never really stopped to think about what would come next. It's better to start thinking about that now. And the girls, too. And you know where we'll find both? In college. Come on, let's ride. Wow. No special vehicles today? Of course not. I can't drive back home today. And why is that? Dude, today's the first real day of college. In other words, a day to get drunk. What was all that talk about seeking knowledge and worrying about the future? Who said there's no knowledge to be gained in the arms of a beautiful woman? Especially if the two of you are under the influence. And I've seen what you're like when you're drunk. You unleash the real Grimm. And you? You get arrested. Good thing I have you to post my bail. The king of the station. Conqueror of the trial. And especially, my bro. 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 Come on, bro. Time to make history. So, what classes do you have today? I think the first one is Introduction to Economics. Oh, Lord. Oh, cool, we're in the same class. Are you in Econ 101 too? Yeah, I failed it last year. How'd you fail an introductory course? Well, firstly, the subject is very difficult. And secondly, the professor is very hot. Is she allowed to dress like that for work? Dude, she's a grown-up, well-adjusted woman. She can wear whatever she wants. But I'm glad these are the clothes she wants to wear. Hello, students! Welcome, everyone! The new faces. And the old ones as well. Hello, Professor! Sudden change of accents again. Please, all seated. For our first class, we're going to talk about world economy. Dude. Hey, dude. What is it? Check this girl out. I think I saw her yesterday. Yeah, I did. That's the girl who waved at me. You're right. Dude, don't look now, but I think she's looking at us. Is she? Dude, I told you not to look. Check this out. She has a friend. I bet her friend is hot, too. I think we'll find out. Looks like she's gonna look this way, too. Oh, I can't wait to... to pass this class, I hope. Oh, hello, ma'am. Dylan, isn't it? I see, I saw you've already made a friend. What is your name? It's Grimm. Grimm, were you paying attention to the class? Or to something else? The class, of course. Oh, really? So what was the subject of today's class? It was something about world economy. World economy. Oh. So you really were paying attention. Holy shit, I got it. Good to know you can multitask. Moving on. Well, I'm afraid that's all for today, folks. Bro, let's get out here and find those girls. Good idea. Not so fast, you. What? Go ahead, Dylan. Your friend will be with you in a moment. Sorry, Borl. May I have a word with you, Grim? It's not like she's given me much of a choice. Of course. I'll get straight to the point. Don't be like him. Him? Dylan. We tolerate his behavior because he comes from a different culture. You, on the other hand, do not share that privilege. A different culture? Does that mean the professors also think he's Russian? I'm starting to think no one is smart in this place. You know, I understand. You're young and there's plenty of girls here. Plenty of pretty girls here. And you're horny and you want to have fun with them. And there's nothing wrong with that. She was really straightforward. You were even looking at me, and that's okay as well. But you can't keep talking and interrupting my class. You get a pass today, but I want you to remember one thing. I can make you fail the subject in more ways than one. If that happens, you end up being a friendless loser, just like Dylan. Wow. From the look on your face, I can tell you got the message. You seem to have more than one functioning neuron, unlike your friend. You're even paying attention in class and managed to answer me. You can go places. The next logical step would be to apologize. Or you might end up in trouble here. So what do you say? You're right. Sorry I disturbed your class. Oh, that's great. This is an excellent start. I knew I saw potential in you. Do you have anything else to apologize for? I don't think so. What is she talking about? What else did I do wrong? Oh! I'm doing it again, aren't I? Yes, you are. Sorry. What for? For staring. Staring at what? Your... my... Do you really want me to say it? Of course. Otherwise, it would just be an empty apology. Fine. Sorry for staring at your massive tits. Oh, what a lack of class. What? Did you ask me to say it? Yes, but there's better ways of doing so. Anyway, you can still have potential. I will keep in touch. Potential? What kind of interaction was that? Okay. So, that seems to be... Well, we'll do a little more. What's up, bro? Oh, hey, Dylan, you're here. I thought you went after the girls. I was going to, but I didn't want to leave you all alone with her. Thank you for waiting. You know, last semester she told me she was going to make... She was going to make things hard for me. I thought she was talking about my dick. What the... But now I know what she really meant. I didn't know she saw me like that. You did the right thing. Otherwise, she'd get on your toes like she did to me. Still, I think she expected a little more Still, I think I expected a little more from you. No, I just... You took care of yourself, that's fine. Come on, we have to find those girls. At least in this, I can help you. Dylan. Come! Okay, which way did they go? I think they were... Oh, they're over there. Ah, now you can take a good look at them. That's right. The other time I couldn't even see Blondie's face. She seems pretty. She reminds me of... Angela? Hmm? Grim, is that you? Hey, Dylan's here too. Hey, Angela, I didn't know you studied here as well. Strippers can study too. Oh, relax, it's not so secret. What's really secret is that I come here to recruit girls for our club. You do what? I'm a job provider. Nice. We're thinking about expanding our club, so we're going to need more girls. Let me introduce you to our first candidate. Gabby! Hi, what's up, guys? She has many qualities, which I hope you will discover soon enough. I thought you and Davila did the good cop and bad cop routine. What kind of cop will Gabby be at the station? Oh, we're actually... Excuse me. Pardon. Ooh, dust. Ah, we're actually thinking about doing a rebrand. With our expansion plans, the club will no longer be known as the station, and it will become Hell's Hell Angels. Should be Hell. Okay, whatever. Very good, very good. So what kind of work are you going to do there? I think all kinds. But Angela told me I have to start here. In fact, I haven't gotten any clients yet. Why don't you help her, Grim? Help her? How? Well, you have class together, don't you? Just let her talk to you. But here? In college? Just like that? Oh, Grim, you silly. Our services are varied. Not everything has to be like what you saw on the test. She will really just talk to you. We have ethics class now. From what I heard, it's a great place to talk. Well, I don't see any harm in that. Dylan? I actually have a different class now, but good luck to you. See you later then, Dylan. You too, Angela. Bye-bye. So, you are Grim, right? Yes, and you're Gabby. Gabriella, but you can just keep calling me Gabby anyway. I remember you from yesterday. You were wearing a different hat, and that caught my eye. I would have thought it strange, but you were so confident. It was sexy, even. Wow. Thanks. Here, let me get it for you. Thanks. You're welcome. So? This job with Angela, what is it really? Well, it's like she said. We talk. You can vent with me. You talk about what's bothering you, or anything else you'd like. And then I'll see what I can do to help you relieve yourself. What is bothering me? Sam, the photo, the ball, my father. I... Ethics! Hmm? Or the art of overthinking whether we should do something. Open your books to page 34. I think we can talk later. Oh, check this out. What, is he just gonna sit there? As far as I've heard, yes. That's why this class is perfect for us to talk. Look at the rest of the students. There's almost no one here. And those who are here are sleeping. So what's going on in your life? I'm going to talk to Gabby, but we'll go ahead and go down that road a little later. Well, I'm glad we're seated, because I have a lot to say. I'm all ears. I bet you are. We'll find out what he has to say next time on Fresh Women, or Grim's Uncanny Valley with Fresh Women. Stay tuned.